John Lyons is the author of Balcony Over Jerusalem. He was a Jerusalem-based correspondent for the Australian newspaper, reporting on three of the past conflicts between Israel and Palestinian militants. He's now the ABC's head of investigative journalism. John Lyons, these tensions don't show any sign of abating. What's your take on the apparent introduction of military ground forces into Gaza?
Well, Rachel, this conflict, of course, has been bubbling along on and off for 60 or 70 years, you know. And it's like almost a permanent bonfire, and every so often someone is able to, you know, throw a match onto that bonfire and it just explodes. In the 6 years that I was based in Jerusalem as a correspondent, I covered three. There were three Gaza wars in that time, almost every 2 years. This one, of course, has been sparked by, you know, events in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. But the context, I think, is underlying all of this is the key issue that doesn't change, and that is Israel's military occupation of the West Bank. There's about 3 million Palestinians wake up every day under military occupation where the Israeli army is the ultimate authority. They're able to go anywhere they want to on a security ground or whatever. Now, that's the underlying sort of context to this dispute. But, of course, there's flare-ups now and there's suggestions the Israeli ground troops will go in, which, of course, will make it infinitely worse than it currently is.
And, in fact, today it's taking on a different nature in that we're receiving tweets from the Israeli Defence Force about the ground operation, but there's no sign of troops on the ground at this stage. It seems as though it's taken on a different complexion.
Well, the Israelis have amassed significant military forces along the border between Israel and Gaza. What really disturbs me particularly about this occasion, and it's different from the various Gaza wars that I covered, was inside Israel, in some of the cities and towns where you have Jewish and Arab populations existing, there appears to be now a sort of a lynch mob mentality going on. This is the worst possible outcome, because it means within the heart of Israel itself, there can be lynchings and violence within the various towns and cities.
How broken down are relations right now?
Well, look, things are bad. I mean, things deteriorated in 2018. Look, Donald Trump took a very strong pro-Netanyahu position. So Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu had a very hardline position, which is against a Palestinian state, against the two-state solution. Now, in 2018, Israel's parliament passed a controversial law, the nation-state law, that essentially said that Jews had a unique right to national self-determination, which the Arab population, which is about 20% of Israel itself, many of them were deeply sort of hurt and offended by. But going back to it all started, of course, in 1947 when the United Nations General Assembly passed a rule saying that the British Mandate it'll be divided into a Jewish state and an Arab state. Australia was one of the leaders in that movement. Ever since then, there has, you know, the Jewish state part has happened, Israel, but the Arab or Palestinian part has not happened.
What is the status of the Gaza Strip as it stands right now?
Well, the Gaza Strip is run by one of the two Palestinian groups, Hamas. Gaza, for people who haven't been there, it's a tiny sliver of land. It's about 40 kilometres by 6 kilometres. It's about 365 square kilometres. So for an Australian audience, it's about half the size of the city of Wollongong, just outside Sydney. Put 1.8 million people into that, nine times the population of Wollongong. And you see the potential for horrible situations to happen in the next few weeks there if this conflict continues. In 2014, I covered the war there, and over the 50 days, the Israeli army, according to their own figures, hit 6,230 targets. And they dropped, it meant there were 17 bombs per square kilometre on average. Meanwhile, Hamas or people from Gaza fired about 4,590 rockets back into Israel. So these are population centres of civilians often, and you can see the potential for massive humanitarian carnage.
That area is controlled by Hamas. What support does that group have from Palestinians?
Well, Palestinians are divided, obviously. Hamas runs the Gaza Strip and Fatah, or the Palestinian Authority, runs the West Bank. Those two groups are often not in agreement and in dispute themselves. So it's a divided Palestinian leadership. And Hamas doesn't have, you know, free and fair elections. I mean, I think Hamas firing rockets into civilian populations in southern Israel, in my view, is unforgivable. So you have all of these different ingredients, and really the lack of leadership at either the Israeli level or the Palestinian level to want to come to a permanent solution.
How dire can this get?
Well, because you've got so many people, 1.8 million people, squeezed into that tiny piece of land, every time you see one of those bombs land in Gaza, we see the pictures on television of the smoke and the fire. That can mean hundreds of people are at the bottom of that. And likewise, the missiles that Hamas are firing in towards Israeli populations in the last few days, I think they've killed quite a few people as well. So the potential is terrible, and add to that the layer of the lynch mob mentality that is now arising. We're seeing that in different cities and towns around Israel. This is a very, very grim day, in my view. This is taking it to a new depth of tragedy that I didn't see when I was there.
What hopes do we have for any kind of mediation behind the scenes? In the past, we've seen Egypt and Qatar get in behind the scenes and create and broker a peace deal. Is that happening as we speak?
Not really, in my view. The solution has to come from, there has to be three people who sign off on a solution: the Israeli Prime Minister, the Palestinian leader, and the US President. At the moment, Joe Biden, I notice, is standing back and saying he hopes they can sort it out themselves. The Arab League, they're not really terribly active. It does require countries like Jordan and Egypt to try to broker a solution. At the moment, they don't seem to be sort of terribly see it as an urgent thing to get involved. So the really bad thing at the moment is that it seems to be getting worse, and yet nobody appears to be intervening to try to stop it.
The ABC's head of investigative journalism, John Lyons, who's a former Jerusalem-based correspondent.